きくないね。
This is, I'm laughing because I've done so many takes to start of this, and that's why this is so funny. Right. Hello everyone, this is Suzanne from Vibe with Sue. In this episode, I'll be talking about carelessness and careless. This is so funny. Yeah. Right. Stay tuned for more. Make sure to follow me on Instagram at Vibe with Sue Podcast. Download episodes, share with your friends and family. Okay, so you guys know I've been talking about some of the shows that I've been looking at, and I've been watching New Girl, and there was this episode where I think there was a heat wave or their air condition had broken down, and well, of course, they went through all the shenanigans of having excitement because of the heat. The thing is, it was late at night, and they were outside, and an ice cream truck rolled out into the street, and someone who was looking at the show with me asked a question: why was this truck coming out at night? And I gave a very nonchalant, well, you know, it's hot, that's why they're coming out. And it was a very quick and easy response, and the thing is, immediately as I said it, I felt in my own heart that I give such a quick, easy, thoughtless answer. It was not thoughtful, because ice cream trucks really don't sell at night, and where I'm from, so obviously, and there was no investigative or critical thinking about it. And I felt a response in myself that, Susan, you often do this, because when you answer a question, sometimes you are hiding the truth from yourself. So many times you might respond very quick to a situation without thought. And I don't know if you have ever done that, those of you all who are listening. But sometimes someone might ask us something that really could require for you to have a self-inquiry. And without knowing, or subconsciously, I would say, you give a very glossed over answer, because facing a deep, dark truth is maybe a little too much to bear. So that sparked me into conversation and investigation as to why I exhibited that sort of behavior, you know, and maybe, well, I should check, do I do this in other aspects of my life? And I suppose what really would have contributed to that is that presently I'm reading Andrea Dworkin's book, Intercourse. And it's really blowing my mind, because first to begin, normally when people hear intercourse, you will think about sexual activity, or what people may call penetrative sex. But in general speech, everyday language, we hardly think about that daily. We are having intercourse with people, in the sense that intercourse also ascribes to intimacy or connectedness. And, you know, many times we are invisible to others, and we try to make ourselves whole by, let's say, forcing relationships or being in situations that are not good for us, without realizing that there is no intercourse and there is no interconnectedness, because we are striving to be whole. And in order to be whole, you first really don't think about that you can be all that by yourself. Yeah, and in striving in that sense of belonging, what really happens is that you end up accepting the blinders of enslavement, which Andrea Dworkin speaks about. So you become owned by your thoughts, actions, everything that would have been contributed so fast to your own detriment and to your own, I would say, self-deception. Now, when I answered very quickly, the first thing I thought about is that, okay, Suzanne, that means you look for the easy way out a lot of times. And sometimes we give our first answer to meaningful questions, especially questions that really wants you to take a deep look within yourself. Because many times we hide things, or we don't want to face our shame or regret or our failures of even your own choices, or even things that have been, let's say, done to you, or that you are ashamed to speak about. And all of us, you know, in many different ways, I would say for my own self, that I have had reasons or causes to have my own personal sense of shame and regret. And the fact is, the reality is, you think, well, okay, I fucked up my life. Others fucked me up. And the story is so bad. You're quite ashamed. You don't even want to speak it to anybody. So what you do is, without knowing that to yourself, you start to formulate set answers that could work. Because to reveal yourself might be revealing the part of you that you want to hide and you don't want anybody to see for fear of being judged or being mistreated in any way. And to own up also to your own truth. Because it's really difficult for you to own up to your own failures, but also to that you were a willing participant, I would have to say. Because many times, you know, we want to say it's because of my crappy childhood, or it's because of I grew up in certain ways. And I'll go further into that. That I am this way. But I would think that is, for me personally, or at least I'm learning now, that is acceptable when you are very young, or let's say in your teens, possibly very early 20s. But there does come a time in life, especially in your adult stage, where your cognition is much more developed and you could look back at things. And you have to look back at it critically, where you have to take that step to face the truth about yourself. Now, this can be a lifelong process. I'm not talking about something that you do in one day or in one night or you get the answers. But it's only through retrospect and looking back that you ever really get the answers that you could be searching for. So instead of answering very quickly, you could become more thoughtful or mindful or careful about what you say, why are you saying it, and why your actions or thoughts or behaviors in a particular modality. And so that's why I want to talk about carelessness, because you end up being careless about your life. You can end up getting into relationships that can harm you because you are careless. Now, of course, we could go into many podcasts into the reasons why you may be making these choices. For example, your societal conditioning, your upbringing, your childhood, your own personal traumas, your own sense of development or lack of validation, abuse, all of these things. Everything is feeding who you are as a person. But many times, your attitude of not wanting to investigate things really stems from the fact that to be willing to face the truth is you have to say, yes, I've had a crappy childhood. Or yes, I've been through some sort of trauma or abuse. Or yes, I am in that situation where I have made choices or decisions that the repercussions are horrendous. And if we are not willing to own up to these things, even if it demands tears, grief, sense of loss, then we will not be able to stop living a life of carelessness, and your life will become a joke because you will be unable to really take it seriously and know how to set boundaries and become wiser in your decisions, or even have a higher standard of integrity, or set standards for your own personal space or who you are as an individual. So, that made me perhaps question or investigate why I stayed in a marriage or a relationship so very long that was obviously toxic and detrimental to me. And I realized that many times, again, I am going back to the root of why you become careless. And in that way of thinking, you get used to complaining, or you get used to crying out you're a victim, and or he hurts you, but you allow it because now it becomes a game, it becomes your drug of choice, it becomes something you thrive on. Take that away from you and you have no existence. So you are unable to see yourself in anything else but this modality of going down this road of, quote unquote, I would say, your own self-destruction. And so for me, the attachment to drama was my drug of choice. And the thing is, I remember it was so tough for me at a time, really, really tough. I thought I could have lost it. Maybe I think I had a mental breakdown. I'm not sure. I don't want to, I'm not a psychologist to say, but I ended up going for therapy for a while. And the psychologist did tell me to make a plan to leave in a couple of years or so, because I think for a lot of women, sometimes we are economically strapped, or so that we don't see a way out that we could stand up on our own. And thing is, even though that was so, I couldn't put that plan into action because I wanted to prove my worth, I believe. You wrong, I right. So it became a battle, and you prove trying to prove your worth to somebody who's not interested or don't care. And the thing is, it was so ridiculous of me, because you are accepting ill treatment, but and it becomes so hard to conceive otherwise that you could be independent. And the thing is, listeners, is that I want to tell you that I have really been independent from very young, paying my own rent, taking care of myself, going a very long distance where I'm working. It's to the north of the country. So it's a, let's say it's about a 4.5, could be 5 hours commute. And if you are looking for transport, maybe even 6 to 7 hours. And I'm doing that and taking care of myself and being independent. And it's almost as if you get dumbed down and you forgot that even though life was difficult, that you do have the inner strength and the capability to make these steps forward. And most importantly is that I realize is that you became careless with your life, or let's say I became careless. This was really hard for me to even say out to myself. Because, okay, you have a long story, you have all the narratives, and you know, you're believing these false narratives that continue to play in your life in so many different ways, because you keep feeding on this drama. And, you know, because I suppose I didn't have that mode of thinking, which is like, oh, to build that skill of self-awareness, investigation onto your own behavior, understanding yourself. Because from very young, I think in my culture, and maybe globally it is so, I would say, especially for girls or, you know, young women, is that we are never really allowed that space where you could investigate how you feel and your emotions and your thoughts and how you think or how you see yourself as something that is affirmed or validated. So for me, I was taught from very young, I'm here. In fact, I was able to look after an elderly parent. I never had that, let's say, leeway or that freedom to be careful about myself. So I, air quotes, couldn't care less about myself. And now I want to tell you all as listeners, one of the answers to it is care less about what anybody thinks, or care less about what society tell you how to be, or how to conform, or this linear way of thinking, or if you are not a particular way, you can't be accepted. Oh, I remember from very young, like, I'm the black sheep, or I'm the difficult one, you know. And you begin to, maybe it's a form of rebellion, I don't know. I haven't investigated that part. Perhaps it is. Because you do want to rebel against the system or everybody else that's telling you how to be, what you should be, and are not willing to investigate or help you survive your own traumas. And I have had traumas and my own personal abuses that I have survived, and at that time no one would be saying things like, let's talk to you about it, or let's go to therapy, or let's have a meeting, or let's have a discussion. So I think you're going to survival mode and you lose that sense of, well, I feel you never had it, that sense of being aware of who you are. Because that word, like self-awareness and self-expression and self-love or self-care, I kid you not, I only learned these things within recent times. That is not something that was really of any way prominent to me. So you grow to like that modality of life, and that helps you feel good about yourself. And of course, like any other drug, it is temporary, so you have to get the other fix. You create your own drama. It is like a vicious cycle. And of course, you sustain it. So for myself, I could not walk away. What I want to say to you today about that is that you have to be willing, or let's say I am willing at this point in my life, to care less about what others think and to be very careful about myself. It's like a reconnecting to myself and having a true intercourse with myself, which is that own interconnectedness with different parts of myself that I never knew existed. And most importantly is I've made the choice now. I have made a conscious decision. Sometimes, really, before I tell you about that, sometimes I am just amazed at the fact that I stayed so long in something that was so detrimental and harmful to me and to other members of my family. These are things that, I could tell you the truth, still gives me a lot of pain. I have intense regrets. Sometimes when you think about when you stay in these sort of situations, you don't only injure yourself, but you cause deep injury to others. And most importantly, you know, is that proving your worth to someone who doesn't care about that is the worst thing to do. And we always, especially so, maybe even if you are someone with children, you know, I will encourage you to teach children to be careful about themselves and to care about themselves, especially for girls. I would say you are never allowed that space to relax or to be and not serve. And that's what happened to me. I always had to serve and I always had to do and I always had to be ready in case, because I'm looking after a sick parent. So I have to be ready in terms, in case of emergency. So I also grew up in that mode of being fearful, panic, and anxious. And so I want to say, get accustomed to being free. Get accustomed to knowing you could own your own power and yet you can transform your life and take a different course in your life path. But that only happens if you are able to identify what is happening to you. And that's what happened to the ice cream truck. It triggered me to start to identify something that has happened and still happens. And in the incident within the television show. And when you identify it, it's really important for you to be minded, in the sense that you have to be sober minded and be willing to face the dark night of your soul and willing to face your fears. And as you find out why and you investigate, okay, how did this way of thinking shape my thoughts, actions, and behavior, and be truthful about it, then you can implement strategies, or you can find strategies. And then you can make a commitment to have a sustainable approach that could really change your personal life and give you freedom and victory, causing you to walk away from anything that is toxic, fuck off to anything that could cause you harm, danger, put you in any state of disequilibrium where you are confused, unclear, have you in a sense where you lose your sense of identity or self, and you could stand up for once for yourself, for your voice to be heard. You don't even have to shout. Just the very fact that your presence becomes the thing that validates you, because your mindset has gone through a paradigm shift and you realize that you no longer have to be careless, because we have been trained to be careless of our life so that we could give others the upper hand over us. And in this case, I would say men. Many times, girls have been conditioned to give them the dominance over you in every which way. And as a result, you don't be careful with your life. You become careless because you have a slave owner. Whether it is the parents who put you in this place, whether it is somebody who abused you, whether it is a childhood trauma, whether it is a toxic relationship you enter and you'll notice it's like a pattern, all of these things. So, to that, you have to, what they say, unfuck yourself. You have to become a person with a great sense of peace, knowing that you could trust yourself to find the answers that you need. And don't be afraid, people. I will tell you that the internet is a wonderful place to find your answers to. Talk with trusted friends or people who have the knowledge. And I would say read some good books. Read Bell Hooks. Read Audre Lorde. Read Andrea Dworkin, especially for you women out there. Read books that teach you about women, the systems that imprison your mind and teach you to dumb down your light and power. And that is what I really want to see. So I want to encourage you to let go any area or to search for yourself any area in your life where you have been careless, willingly or unwillingly. To also quote unquote care less about what others may think or their opinions about you. And to end up being very careful about who you are, because your emotions are expensive. Your thoughts are expensive, your body is expensive, your time is expensive, your life here on the earth is transient, but it's expensive because it cannot be quantified in dollars and cents. Your emotional labor, your sacrifice, your struggles, all of it are expensive. So, with that in mind, I do want to wish you all the very best in your own personal self-care and journey, understanding. You may have dark nights, you may have tears, you may have questions, you may have pains. That's fine. All of them is, you know, I saw something today and I want to say, it said, sometimes you look for the end at the light of the tunnel. Don't do that. You are the light. So lead yourself out of the darkness of carelessness and become a person of great self-love and great self-care. Right. So everybody, thanks for listening. I'll see you next time. Do the very best for yourself. And from my heart to yours, bye.